Hi folks, it's Pilgrim Chris, Chris Pilgrim, and I'm walking this morning to hospital just for routine blood tests, and it's an 8 mile walk door to door from my house to the hospital, and I'm walking along a very busy road, a main road. It's the shortest, most direct route to the hospital. And the rush hour traffic is such that there's a lot of background noise, so I ask your forbearance with that. But I'm walking because I enjoy walking, and I'm walking down this busy road, and a lot of people would think this was a horrible way to walk. Here I am in a crisp winter morning, beautiful morning by the way, walking down a smelly, exhaust fume, busy, noisy road, hard underfoot, when I could simply catch a bus. Or I can't drive because I don't have a car, but you know, there's other ways of getting to my destination. And I walk a lot, obviously, in the hills and valleys of England, Wales and Scotland, and abroad. And I love the scenery. I love the peace, the quiet, getting back to nature, the views, the scents, the smells, the sounds, and all of those things that I enjoy when I'm hiking out in the countryside or in wilderness areas. None of those things are present here right now on this walk, but I'm still enjoying the walk because it's the act of putting one foot in front of the other that I actually enjoy. I enjoy the journey itself, and I often say this, that for me life is a pilgrimage. It's the actual putting of one foot in front of the other that's important to me, and by doing so, encountering the world on a more personal level around me. And whilst hiking in the hills and valleys and countryside is the most obvious way of enjoying that process, walking down a busy main road has a lot of enjoyment in it too. I can hear nature around me, I can hear birds in the bushes, in the trees at the side of the road. I can hear them tweeting, I can see them flittering around from branch to branch as I look around me. I can smell grass. Why can I smell grass? Well, there's a lot of lawns. Ah, there we are, you see, there's a freshly mown lawn this time of the year. So I can smell grass. If I were to cross over the road, I would be able to smell the scent of pine, because there are a lot of pine trees on that person's property. I'm trying to get a whiff of it from here, but the pollution's a little bit too much. And I can smell, of course, pollution, the exhaust fumes of the traffic. But I'm also observing people in their vehicles driving, and I'm imagining what they're thinking, where they're going, the journeys they're taking. And as I'm walking and enjoying the outdoors, the air, albeit polluted, I'm wondering what these people in their cars are thinking as they head to work or drop their children off at school or go shopping or whatever their journey is. I look at the faces as the cars pass me by, see them looking back at me, sometimes offering a smile or a nod. And that's equally interesting, that's equally fascinating, that's equally as exhilarating as walking through a valley in Wales or over a Scottish mountain. It's different. Now, don't get me wrong, if I had the choice of two places I'd be walking in, this would be my second choice. But if I had a choice of walking or taking public transport or a car, I've obviously made that choice, I'm walking. Like I say, for me, it's just about putting one foot in front of the other, enjoying that process, that it becomes an automated process that allows, it frees my mind up in more ways than sitting down. If I sat down at home, I will be tempted to turn the TV on, tempted to read a book, tempted to listen to some music, tempted to go on my laptop or my mobile phone. All things are valid, but by walking, I can't really do any of that. I can record an audio boo, of course. But really, by recording the audio boo, I'm just vocalising what I'm thinking. And I would be doing less thinking if I was sitting down on a settee or a chair or something. I would be doing more engaging in something else. And thinking about the world around me while I'm walking is a wonderful thing. I'm not talking about any great enlightenments. Don't need to do that. Don't need to have those just small pieces of awareness. I'm looking in the distance now and see a church spire over there. See the cooling towers of an abandoned power station there. All these buildings have stories. There's a story everywhere we look, in everything we see. Seeing a pigeon sit across a floodlight of a local tennis court I'm passing now. I wonder what that pigeon is thinking up there. And I look at the light itself and I imagine the person who put that up. The person probably won't even remember ever putting that up, part of a routine daily job. But at some point there was a person there digging a hole in the ground, laying some electric cables out, having thoughts at that time. And that fascinates me as well. History is one of my biggest loves. Events that transpired, but more importantly, the thinking behind those events that transpired, what people were thinking. I've often wanted to be a fly on the wall, as the analogy goes, but I've often wanted to, this idea of being able to go back at any point in time, not to see the big events happening, but to listen in on the conversations around those events, or the small events. To go back into somebody's house and sit with them and share a meal and find out what they're thinking about back in the 12th century. England. Go back into times in Egypt and think what goes through a slave's mind as they're forced to build a pyramid. I don't know whether it's necessarily a great thing that I'm sharing this with you, my ramblings as I ramble, title of the book perhaps. But I'm enjoying the walk. And the reason I'm enjoying the walk is, as I say, it's an automated process. I'm heading towards a destination I need to head to. But on the way, it frees up my mind to think of anything I want to think of and anything that comes to me. That's the pilgrimage. That's my definition. That's why I walk. That's why I walk everywhere. Thanks for listening. Hope you all have a great day. As always, if applicable, God bless.